Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent Magazines, and UK Health Radio. We got a great doubleheader, Suzanne Gray, who's been a frequent guest. She's the founder of Right Fit Training and Fitness. She's an author. She discusses her new Get on Track, Health and Wellness, Tackling the Challenge of Sedentary Youth and Too Much Technology, along with Rick Beva, Baby Boomer Thought Leader. He's an author and a leading contributor to today's Senior Magazine, and some Bob Guida wisdom. The Sports Doctor's in your email. Suzanne Gray, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Oh, I'm glad to be back. Thank you.
I was trying to think back how long it was, 10, 15 years you initially were on the show. We were all excited about the fact that you helped change the world of autism by introducing exercise and writing books about how important that was and both of our interests in childhood obesity. It's always great to have you back. And give us a little bit of background on yourself, Right Fit, and your new venture, Get on Track.
Well, Bob, I got to be honest. You know, you and I have always been big proponents of exercise, movement, lowers the risk of diseases, lifts our moods, and promotes mental clarity. All of a sudden, I'm sitting there and I'm looking at children, teenagers, toddlers staring at phones, iPads, playing video games. So I thought, what the heck's going on here? And then parents, grandparents would come up to me and say they were concerned and worried. And I said, well, you got to get them moving. I mean, they have to move. Well, it's harder than you think. And my advice was, don't wait. You know, surround yourself with people that know how to make things fun, because fun is a state of mind and anyone can do it if you put the time and patience in. So there came God. I just said, okay, get on track, get off technology. Wrote this up, had a wonderful friend on the board, Rebecca Morrissey, who's a lawyer. And I said, would you write this up as a non-for-profit? And she said, sure. And she came back a month later, Bob, and said, here, and it was approved. Yeah. And I said, nothing gets approved that fast. But Bob, you know, we have a situation here. We are definitely, technology is not going anywhere, and there's so much good that can be done
for us. Plus the fact, Suzanne, you know, we talked about it for decades on the show. I call it the mental game. The challenges of mental health, especially since the pandemic, have quadrupled times 10. When it comes to the kids who were shut in, their seasons were canceled, the whole world was turned upside down, let alone what's been happening all along through this, which is the social media and its incredible effects. There's been some good, but a lot of hassles with this whole social media world with these kids. Again, you guys at Right Fit, you've trained some of the best young athletes in all sports for years. You've also worked with seniors and other individuals in between. So you guys could bring a lot to the table because you're all about, let me list it with your new Get on Track, which is movement, nutrition, mental wellness, strength and conditioning, coaching and education, and getting these points across and get the acceptance of the coaches, families, and schools to get involved.
Well, and that's why we are so lucky, seriously, to have you. You are the most unbelievable support, because God's team of professionals are years of you knowing we're out there. We're working, and basically we're going to assess. We're going to use this years of experience of my passion with special populations, and we're going to integrate this.
Yeah, we're going to strengthen their feet and ankles. Absolutely. Yes. That's right. See, yeah, everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, go back years, you'll probably catch Suzanne on a half a dozen times over the years, as well as some of her great colleagues, our friends like Mike Andrews and her son, very much involved with Right Fit. We have thousands of followers. If you go over to LinkedIn and or Twitter, at Sports Doc, DOC Radio, we have a lot of great information in these areas of sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, as well as bragging about some of the great guests and topics that we continue to cover. So when did you launch this, Suzanne?
The exact date was August 15th, 2022. And then became the work of finding the lumbar location and getting back to people and say, come on, you know, you've got to also put some work into this. Believe in us. Bring the child or teenager or adult over for an assessment. And then we will definitely find the activity with purpose, guidelines, boundaries, and discipline, and we'll build their trust. And, you know, many of these individuals definitely, you know, are showing signs that we have to act on. They're lonely. They're not sleeping as much, Bob. They're fighting. They're trying to get likes. They're, like you said, clumsy. I mean, watching them walk and run, it's just too much sitting. So they're not going to jump for joy because Suzanne wants them to do a movement program. But once they believe that we care and we have their interests at heart and their goals and dreams, fun is just a state of mind. We can make
right
anything
fit also.
Happen.
This is what you did. Again, if I sent you a great young figure skater or basketball player or soccer player, and you guys were interested in exactly all of these same things, the importance of the family unit, the relationship with that young kid and their coach, and in order to be able to, again, pay attention to what we're all supposed to be paying attention to, that it's supposed to be fun for the kid, what are the age groups that you're initially kind of concentrating on?
Well, definitely children. We're finding 6 and up, and youth as far as teens and adults 18 to about 30 is what we're getting the focus at. And remember, it starts really with the individualized assessment, and then it doesn't necessarily mean that person is going to jump right into a movement program, Bob. Some of them aren't ready for that yet, or they're struggling with other issues.
Are you going to have some input of whether it's psychology, child psychology, psychiatry, these kinds of relationships as you go along?
That's where the longevity of my career will be very helpful, because the team that we're working with, they could be referred to someone else in the area. So our goal and dream is to make this nationwide, because there are so many specialists in the area that have the same philosophy of us, that, you know, basically we still do believe movement is the most important daily activity to lower some of these risks, and we have to supplement that now.
But childhood obesity is as big a nightmare as it ever was. And again, the idea of these kids being so tremendously challenged with all these pressures, and you have a great label because you came up with this tackling the challenge of sedentary and this technology connection. Everybody gets it. you know, when you're talking about, again, what we're facing in that regard. And again, the idea, you guys have, you know, been on this road for decades, putting your expertise into action here. And we need all the help we can get. What's the best site, Suzanne, people can go to find out all about Get On Track?
I'd like them to just get ontrackillinois.org, and they're going to get all the information and be able to put their information down if they would like to get in touch with us. And I don't want this limited to just Illinois. We want to hear from everybody. We want
to
be able.
That's why you're here on the Sports Doctor. We're going to have to have you in England next week, as you know.
Okay.
You know, you'll be across the pond on UK Health Radio. Everybody gets the challenge of we're not talking necessarily the athletes in this. We're talking about all the rest of these kids, these sedentary kids, and mental health. Again, there's no bigger topic. Whether we were looking at the Olympics, in the last Olympics with Simone Biles, the best gymnast in the world, saying, you know what, I got problems, or like the Michael Phelps, who's really, really been pushing the mental side. So combining all of these factors, again, the importance of movement, nutrition, again, the whole mental side, the strength and conditioning, the coaching education side, and the fact that you're looking to customize programs individually that, you know, you've been doing assessments. How long, Suzanne?
Over 35 years.
Right. Give it take a few weeks. And the again, you know, the idea of not only exercise, and again, trying to push that particular point. You know, 20 years ago, I was arguing on the Sports Doctor because the schools were going to shut down physical education. They were looking to get rid of gym class, like we didn't need it. And we've come a long, long way, baby. We have experts, again, connect you with all over the country, internationally, that are in the middle of this battle of youth sports and the challenges that are involved with that, and the fact of how fitness and wellness and how important it is to get these families involved and get this edge. You know, I use three words when I talk about all these topics, Suzanne. You might remember them. It's awareness, mm-hmm. education, and positive action. Being aware of what we're dealing with and get some solid, consistent education. You know, what's a bigger topic than this information in this day and age? You know what I mean? Let's get started on that. It would be endless.
That's why you get me going, and I'm telling you, don't wait. No excuses, what you just said, and recognize what's right in front. You know, recognize the behaviors and identify them and reach out. Listen to your station. Like you said, you have so many experts. I'll be reaching out to them so that we can all solve some of these issues which are right in front of us. I mean, there's so many people that don't even realize, you know, the tech companies are full of intelligent people that have a brain reward system of the dopamine. And that definitely is something that's affecting our children. So,
there's no doubt about it. We're all beginning to understand that with all the great, exciting parts, again, you know, getting a great memory on Facebook, you know, and all of these parts of technology that we've really enjoyed, let alone my chiropractic friends who talk about all these kids, their necks hurt and their shoulders hurt, all this screen watching. I've had optometry, holistic optometrist on a month ago, talking again about what he's dealing with, eye health and all this screen time. So it all is very, very involved in getting this education out there and then coming up with some game plans that can affect the schools. And, you know, there's a lot more awareness about these challenges, and that's great to come up with some real positive programs like you've done. And plus the fact you know how to get the word out. And I think that's very, very important. And plus you got a great attorney who set it up for you.
Always, always. And like you said, I have learned from the best, and you're certainly there. And I don't plan on keeping quiet about this because you know I'm passionate, and watching these children in the situation they're at, and a lot of them don't realize, so I don't want the parents to think that they understand, you know, what's wrong with too much screen time. So we you know, we have to discipline and we have to recognize and go after these issues.
And come up with a game plan. Coming up with a game plan is so important. This is the biggest, wherever I have guests on, Suzanne, whether they're local, national, international guests, the big topic is mental health. And number one are the kids. We all know what's going on. From horrendous situations to all sorts of different problems, single family households, and all these pressures, and the whole political nightmare that's on top of everything. So positive action and positive game plans are really what we want to be able to do in order to get the medical community, the school community, the park district communities all aware of the fact that there can be some serious action and game plans, and we got to be paying attention to this because it's on top of us, and every day everybody reads about it. Suzanne, give me again the information. I knew the time would fly with you GOT. What's the best site they find out all about this?
Okay, so I'm at GetOnTrackIllinois.org, and the number is 630-849-6717. If you get on that website, you can email me right away. I'd love to hear their ideas and comments, and definitely want, like you said, I want a game plan, and I want solutions as soon as possible.
And they can also check out RightFit. What's that site?
RightFit is the same. RightFit Sports Fitness Wellness is right on there, and that's the award-winning Raise the Bar program.
Great, Suzanne, great. Hold on, Suzanne. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers.
They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctors' key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. From children to baby boomers, we want to welcome Rick Baba. He's a baby boomer thought leader. He's the author of Baby Boomer Generation, and he's a leading contributor to the popular Today's Senior magazine. Hey, Rick Baba, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Well, Dr. Bob, it's such a pleasure, and I want to begin by thanking you for all you're doing for the baby boomer generation, not only with your writing, your show, and your collaboration, like with your guest last week, Sharkey Zartman, who's also a great baby boomer contributor. So just an honor to be on your show.
Great to have you, Rick. You know, we've been talking about it for decades, and, you know, people want to stay healthy. They want to be active. They want to be able to prevent problems, injuries, with whatever activity. Again, they want to try to stay ahead of the game. And this has become a very, very big deal and big topic. It's hard to beat the term baby boomers. Love us as we do. but at the same time, give us some background on yourself and your baby boomer thought leader world.
Yes, you know, I appreciate you asking me that question. I've been considered a baby boomer thought leader since 2009. As you mentioned, I'm the author of the acclaimed book In Search of the Baby Boomer Generation and part of the leadership team of Today's Senior magazine. We're considered the leading publication for baby boomers and seniors. I have over the years done quite a bit of speaking on our generation, and of course I'm affiliated with a lot of organizations like the Golden Girls community, where I'm on the board of directors for that great resource for older women of America.
And great title. That's a great title. You got to love that title, Golden
Yes,
Girls.
You do.
Goes right along
yes,
with baby
do.
Boomers.
Yes. And also pleased to be associated with the Masters in Aging program at Georgetown University.
You know, Rick, the topic of fall prevention alone
is
huge. When I was talking about fall prevention decades ago, people didn't know how to spell it, let alone pay attention to it. And now it's a very, very, very big deal in the world of seniors. You know, this is why I just shared with you the article I wrote in 2021 about pickleball.
Wonderful article.
Yes.
Wonderful
article. Thank you.
We shared
the excitement.
We shared it at Today's Senior Magazine.
The excitement about a sport where I would see one senior after the other that was so excited about playing pickleball, but, you know, my ankles hurt, my knees hurt, my feet hurt.
Right.
Realize that you better be in shape or pay attention. But with all of these different activities, whether we're talking about walkers or joggers, tennis players, golfers, senior population, the baby boomers are very, very involved in all of these areas. And simple things like, hey, are you in the best shoe for your foot mechanics? What's your history of problems? All of these things that become very, very important
if you want to stay active. Have you found the medical community, Rick, and the personal training community, physical therapy community, very, very involved and interested in the baby boomers?
You know, I do, and I can break it down into three distinct areas for you, Dr. Bob. The first is baby boomers are, of course, very concerned with caring for their elderly parents. So that's a big issue. You mentioned falls. That's very critical. The second area that you were talking about earlier is that baby boomers are trying to stay active. They are trying to stay fit. They have to do it carefully, and that is really a key to it. But you're right. We do get a lot of feedback. Like they used to say, I get a lot of cards and letters at Today's Senior Magazine, and it does meet the topic that you're talking about. That's why I was so glad to be able to come on your show and talk about it with you.
Well, you know, we pay attention to three real big areas. Awareness is the first one, which is that we have to be aware of the challenges. You know, I used to call my generation the sandwich generation. You know, I had my kids and I had my parents. We're still dealing with that at younger and younger ages. And all sorts of mixtures, single family homes and adopted kids and all of these other challenges that go into families. And then understanding the whole world of assisted living and the contributions of physical therapy. So this is why we want individuals to be able to pay attention to staying as fit as possible. Hey, being proactive in your medical care is so important also, isn't it?
Well, it is. It is. Of course, you know, I was an athlete myself. I went to the University of Wisconsin on a tennis scholarship and played pro tennis during the boom of tennis. I, of course, am from Chicago, so I was associated for many years with the Lakeshore Racquet Club.
Yes.
I also get a little bit of a leg.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
I had orthotics in McEnroe shoes and Tracy Austin.
Oh, my God. Two of my favorites.
And Jimmy Connors. They all came to see...
another Illinois boy. But Tracy Austin's son is doing very well as a player himself now. So it's really interesting. But, you know, this whole area of gerontology and being safe, I actually got a history with it. I might have mentioned to you in some of our discussions, my Uncle Joe was a noted doctor at Loyola Medical Center right there in Chicago. That's where he spent his career. He actually started the gerontology program at Loyola. And he's been talking about this for years, you know, the safety of our seniors, the way they the whole area of the falling, and that's a very, very difficult thing.
Yes,
in
the proactive area, we had a doctor on probably 2 months ago. Again, gerontology. You know, 20 years ago, medicine didn't know how to spell that word. Either did our population necessarily.
He was ahead of the game, my Uncle Joe.
Yeah.
Sure, right.
Yeah, absolutely. And all of these things. You know, the idea of getting men to be paying attention to being much more proactive in following through with medical exams and paying attention to good medical advice. You guys are, you know, champions. You pay big attention to the importance of nutrition.
Right, we do.
This is the new medicine, Rick, which is...
That's right.
Eat smarter. Keep
moving.
And reduce stress. Good luck to all of us, right?
Well, that's absolutely right. But we talk about these issues a lot at Today's Senior Magazine, and as usual, you're well in tune to it. But, you know, I'm also very interested in the young people of today, you know, especially the pro athletes. I noticed you had the trainer from the Chicago White Sox on very recently. And
Brian Cole is the... He's
right, very leading edge. Very leading edge. Very leading edge.
He's the orthopedic specialist with the Bulls and the White Sox.
Right, doing a great job. But you know, it's a whole different ball game today. You know, when I played tennis in my day, you know, you basically had a little warm up and then you went. Today, the science of preparing the athletes for the court and the field and the golf course are all spot on.
Oh yeah, the idea that that's what made Bob Guida, my late great friend, who I met in the late 70s. All these athletes came to him to either stay out of trouble or to be a step quicker, jump higher, be faster. And they would make so much attention to the fact of an athlete. You know, we saw McEnroe. He was a 20-year-old kid. He didn't want to know from lifting weights or anything. He looked at Guida like he was nuts.
He's a huge proponent.
Yeah. So, yes,
sure
all
is.
The sports have paid attention. And, again, we saw the Masters tournament a couple of days ago. You
right.
saw, you know, Phil Mickelson. You saw these 50-year-old players. You know, it's like that's
Freddie
the new
Couples.
30.
Freddie Couples did so
yes.
well as well. Yes, that was such an exciting event. You know, I profiled Seve Ballesteros in my book, and I was so happy to see John Rahm win.
Oh my gosh! Yes, Seve
and his attention to history.
And,
yeah, just really great. Really
What's
great.
What's the website? What's the website, Rick? People can go to find out about you, the magazine, your book. What's the site?
Well, that so generous of you to offer that. It's www.todayssenior.com. Today's and then SSR. .com. You can come to us and learn all about what's happening in the baby boomer generation and seniors. You know, we're four active baby boomers and seniors, by the way, Dr. Bob. That's kind of our motto as well. We kind of believe over there at Today's Senior Magazine that we want the baby boomers to continue to rock the world rather than rock in a rocking chair.
That's a great point. Hey, that's why we invited you on. I know that's how you guys feel.
Yes,
and it's
yes,
a very,
true.
Very important topic. Everything, again, from the fitness and wellness and health side to the senior living side to assisted living, all of these new factors that are part of the baby boomers' lives. As well as, you know, that's why Sharky and I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports
right.
Parents. But
right.
you know what the sequel is going to be, Rick? It's going to be what? Hashtag Hey Sports Grandparents.
That's right. That's right. There's no question about it. But, you know, those are the topics, you know, what you're talking about. That is kind of a microcosm of what we're all about at Today's Senior Magazine.
What were some of the points, again, that you were making in the book, Baby Boomer Generation? What are some of the bullet points in
the
book?
Yeah, the book, In Search of the Baby Boomer Generation, is very interesting, Dr. Bob. I actually traveled the country for 2 years interviewing hundreds of baby boomers to get all the data points that tell us a little bit about where baby boomers have been, where they are today, and where they're going. As a matter of fact, that's how I became associated with Georgetown University's Masters in Aging program, because they wanted to use the book for their department, and I went and spoke there and then became associated with the department. But it's the idea of everything from the issues and topics that are to spotlighting our history and
yeah, we're
going
to talk
like
more. We want to focus on more of those. We're going to be back in the second segment, everybody. We're talking to Rick Baba, the baby boomer thought leader. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited
about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Everybody, we're back live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're talking about the baby boomers. We're talking with Rick Bava, really one of baby boomers' real thought leaders and leading contributor to today's Senior Magazine. And we were talking about some of the important points you really were talking about in the that you had gleaned together in your book. You know, you traveled 2 years talking to baby boomers of all sorts and stripes, and how we do in the baby boomers. What were some of the things you really wanted to stress in the book, Rick?
Well, three things. The first is I think we have a very rich history, and I wanted to highlight some of the experiences that we brought through our life. I also wanted to talk about some of the things that we're facing together now, like we mentioned earlier in the first segment. Sort of things like caring for elderly parents or the grandparenting role, Dr. Bob, that you mentioned. And thirdly, I wanted to stress what you're most concerned about, the health and wellness so that we could live out the remainder of our years to the best that we can be.
I think, you know, again, there's been so much education that's really, really contributed to a lot of the positive side of things with senior health and senior living, the new very important attention again to nutrition in all aspects. Although
right.
I try to, when I talk about the new medicine, I say eat smarter. You could define it because
yeah.
You can go crazy if there's not a commercial every 2 minutes on weight loss on television. Then
right.
It's a commercial on drugs for
yeah.
All sorts
yeah.
of scenarios. So. It's why we deal with holistic medicine in so many respects over the years on the sports doctor. But again, the
right.
idea of paying big attention to the importance of nutrition and the interesting mental side as well as physical with exercise. You know, it's hard
sure.
to be aggravated when you're exercising. So we really talk a lot about safe areas of exercise. Walking's one of the best. Hard
oh.
to beat it. So
participation
is such an important
point.
No
question about it.
And how long has
no
the
question.
Magazine been around, Rick?
Since 2004. And
okay.
We've really established Well, oh, sure, we've seen the changes over
yes.
the years.
But big time.
But it's nice to have, you know what, Dr. Bob, like you, it's nice to have a leading platform, you know, you know, when people recognize the magazine as a voice for a generation. So we're very, very pleased with this. We get a chance to spotlight the issues and concerns and topics that our generation is going through. And, you know, it's an interesting thing, Dr. Bob. You think yourself, when you're going through something, that you're the only one. But when you see the feedback of others of your generation, it gives you a little bit of a warmer feeling, and that's kind of a mission of the magazine, to bring great content and resources to the readers.
again, you know, the value of relationships,
right?
Whether it's a team, whether it's a teammate, whether it's a family member, you
right.
know, whether you're dealing again with a mother or dad who all of a sudden
yes.
starts to transition into needing all these decisions many times. I know your magazine's also a real educator in all of these challenges
right.
that people are looking at, whether it's, you know, what about the health insurance and what about
exactly.
this and what about long-term care?
Right.
You know, when my mom turned 80 and we wanted to look at insurance and long-term care, they said, you don't need long-term care. People live in a nursing home 2 years.
Right.
And it long-term care, they didn't know what it meant. So
right.
these are topics you pay big attention to also, aren't they?
Oh my gosh, no question, no question about it. And a lot of the leading people in these fields are obviously associated with us and collaborate with us. And so we get the skill set. Like, for example, I think you're going to be talking to Nina Bard soon, and she's one of the leaders in safe exercise with her products. We have Renee Balcom, for example, who's one of the big health advocates in the country, helping families navigate these issues, and so many, many more. But it is right, Dr. Bob, we try to look at the issue, we try to research the issue, and then we try to communicate about the issue. And I think that word communication is really important, not only how we communicate to the readers, but how baby boomers communicate with their loved ones across the map.
Oh, yes. You know, it's a huge topic. For example, again, the relationships, the analogies sometimes are endless, challenges of youth sports, communication between a coach and the family, the parents,
no question about it.
You're right. Yeah, and you take a look at the same scenario where we have now, again, where the personal training world, as well as the different hospital associations that have really understood the importance of stressing, exercise has got to fit in somewhere. We got to find out what you enjoy. And then we got to make sure that we start participating. And one of the big ironies is of such tremendous value mentally, because the biggest problem in our country, internationally even, is mental health.
That's a gigantic problem. That's really true.
Right?
Well,
the pandemic has magnified everything, hasn't it?
Oh, gosh, it really has. But you're onto something on the mental aspect, as a matter of fact. We were talking earlier in our discussion about you think you're the only one going through something, and then you get some feedback of others. And so we try to, you know, encourage our fellow baby boomers to have a positive attitude, to, you know, be a good grandparent, to, be very sensitive when they're dealing with an elderly, parent. And these things are all, very, very important. And I think the attitude, the positive attitude type of thought pattern, I know that's something you believe in, is crucial.
The major key. So many different topics. I knew we'd fly through them with Rick Fava, the author of Baby Boomer Generation, contributor to today's Senior Magazine. Rick, thanks so much for joining us. Give us again, what's the site people could find out about you and your work?
Yes, it's www.todayssenior.com, SSR.com, todayssenior.com. But Dr. Bob, I want to thank you for the opportunity. It was just such a pleasure and an enjoyable discussion. Just a pleasure to be with you and your audience.
Well, I'm glad you joined me. I'm telling you, you're on my roster, my friend.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey everybody, we are back. It is the Sports Doctor Is In segment. We preview some upcoming guests. We add a little Bob Guy to wisdom, answer a few emails. Got a great show coming up next week. Baseball, youth baseball. Eric Wavuna, he is the CEO of the over 100-year-old Baseball Blue Book and everything they bring to the table, and a longtime colleague of mine. Pete Caliendo, been involved in youth baseball internationally with so many exciting things. He's the host of Outside the Box. So great show. Also, Eric's got the Baseball Blue Book's got a podcast. Great stuff. Following week, we're going to talk eye health. We're going to talk about all things vision with eye surgeons, Dr. Tandy Maini. And then Nina Bard is going to join us. BRD Sports, the production of products for injury prevention, sports performance, braces, ankles, knees, elbows, other apparatus for sports. Bob Guida was semi-famous, at least, for his one-foot balance test. And whether you were the best athlete in the world, or you were their grandmother, or their grandchild, one of the things he did in his assessment was have you barefoot, balance on one foot, maybe do a slight squat, a partial squat, different kinds of positions, looking at your stability and balance and the function of the foot and the stability and balance of the foot. And many times, one of the things that allowed us to get married was Bob's tremendous respect for the role of the foot and all sorts of different ways of strengthening and conditioning balance work. But that one-foot balance test was something that was just really amazing. My young figure skaters had more stability than any of the other, no matter what their sport was. A couple of emails. Rich says, my 13-year-old son plays club soccer. He plays almost year-round. He's been plagued with these shin splints. You know, Rich, shin splints is not a medical term, so you want to make sure you got the right diagnosis. You know, sometimes you could be dealing with a stress fracture, or it could be a muscle inflammation, tendonitis inflammation. Many, many repetitive shin problems are foot-related, Rich. I can't tell you how often we would do prescription orthotics and it would solve the problem. We would include, of course, all the strengthening, the diagnostics, all these other things that were important, physical therapy, in dealing with shin splints,
most shin splints and discomfort on the inner side of the lower leg along the shin bone. Sometimes it could be on the outside, but very, very commonly on the inside. And the excessively pronated, rolled-in, flat-type foot is famous for straining that area in running, jumping sports. Ironically, so is the high arch foot. So see podiatry, rule that out. Have them check your son's foot mechanics, as well as whether he's in the best shoe. A lot of times soccer shoes are junk, so you want to look at that. Podiatry is a great place to look. Betty says your article on high heels, surviving high heels, accepting the challenge, is something that I would like to get your feedback on. I've had Achilles tendon problems. I'm an active jogger. I do wear heels. I work in an office atmosphere. You know, Betty, it's still one of my most popular articles, Surviving High Heels, Accepting the Challenge, where we would make women aware of the fact that if you wear a lot of heels, especially if you're in an inch and a half, 2 inches or higher, then you're changing the whole mechanics of the body, besides putting all sorts of pressure on the ball of the foot. So in the article, we talk a lot about strengthening feet, ankles, strengthening core and posture, so that you will be much better able to adapt to the different demands with different heels. We recommend in the article also that we alternate the height of the heels, and that we don't live in them as much as possible. When we would see some of these young European, young dancers and young gals years ago who grew up and wore heels forever, and they started getting involved in soccer or basketball, and they had all sorts of calf problems, Achilles problems, because of the fact they had almost shortened that muscle area because of the constant being up on their toes. So we talk about strengthening the areas. You don't have to be an athlete, but it definitely can be helpful. We talk also a lot about shoe selection. Again, if you got any kind of toe problems, hammer toes, bunions, you know, jamming the ball of your foot into a shoe is going to cause all sorts of trouble. So you want the ball of the foot to have some sort of room for your toes and not putting so much pressure on the ball of the foot. The article is available at my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to newspaper articles and you go down the articles, you'll see a really cool-looking striped shoe. That's what the article is. I wanted to mention in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, you know, last week I had my co-author, Sharpie Zartman, the Hall of Fame volleyballer, the yoga instructor, was on. We were talking so much about how things are so important today. She was at a Little League game. There were, you know, yelling parents and people arguing. The Little League, I think when they were 9-year-old, was her grandson. And one of the sections in the book, hashtag A Sports Parents, which is available on Amazon, is called Parents Perspectives. And I talk with about a half a dozen parents of young athletes that were patients of mine over the years and get their 2 cents on what it takes to parenting a young athlete. Challenges, the struggles, the highs and lows of spending this much time and attention with your son or daughter's sport. A lot of great parts about it. So many great parts of youth sports. There's also a lot of different challenges, overuse injuries, too much pressure, et cetera, et cetera. So again, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Got some great cartoons that Sharky talked about with the yelling, screaming grandparents, I think, on page 3. So, hey, everybody, happy spring, and we'll catch you next week. It's the Sports Doctor. Thank you.